We have popcorn for breakfast today.
You only have 17 damn.
Oh, no, no, we don't. We'll get to them later.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's what it is. Don McNeil is still on vacation. And we thank Garrett's Popcorn for joining the Breakfast Club today. And they have some new flavors for the holidays. White chocolate caramel crisp, hot cocoa caramel crisp. And they've got a Garrett Mix gift bundle that includes Frango Mints. Anna, any of that appeal to you?
All of it. Where is it, Bob? Don't just talk about it. I mean,
we haven't hidden here for the morning crew, but they've got all this new stuff at Garrett's. You can go to GarrettPopcorn.com or try to find it here in the studio today. And let's see, what else did I want? Oh, yeah. Milk chocolate, caramel crisp, dark chocolate, caramel crisp. And this is for the holidays. Limited time only at Garrett's Popcorn. And did you know, by the way, and we should do this. I think we did this on Chicago History one Wednesday, didn't we, Anna?
Which one, the Frango Mint?
We did that. And also Garrett's. This is their 74th holiday season. And they started in 1949, actually, when their founder, Gladys Otto Garrett, opened her first shop using family recipes developed in her home kitchen. How about that?
You know, it returns this week, Bob, this week in Chicago history, and it's going to be a good one because it involves softball invented this week in 1887,
right. Yeah,
something
right.
Close, near and dear to your heart, here in Chicago at the Farragut Boat Club.
Yeah, I do associate Thanksgiving now with that story, and that reminds me, great centerpiece on your Thanksgiving table, a 16-inch Chicago softball, and then you can tell your guests the story.
So, Bob, why is there a 16-inch softball in the middle of our Thanksgiving table?
How come no flowers? That'll do it for us. Thanks again to Garrett's Popcorn for being part of the Breakfast Club this morning throughout the year. They support nonprofit and community initiatives in this holiday season. They will once again donate $10,000 to Lurie Children's Hospital, as well as bags of Garrett Mix for the hospital workers.